It's Friday, the 11th of December, and it's still quite dark, though the southern sky's got some brightness to it. I don't know, I can't say what it's like above, but all I can tell you is there's a strong cold wind blowing. But at least it's dry at the moment. Yes, it's dry. Yeah. I am shattered. I'm so tired. Oh, talking about it that way gets me down itself, you know. With that really bad night's sleep on Wednesday night after the Christmas do. But that was for obvious reasons, alcohol and eating late and getting to bed late. So, you know, that was a recipe for a bad night's sleep. So I was so tired yesterday, there were several times I just wanted to curl up somewhere on the floor in a corner, but yes, I didn't. And my wife wanted to go down to Falkirk, it wasn't very nice weather, but well, anyway, we went. Actually, it wasn't too bad. We had quite a decent time. We went for afternoon tea at my expense. Again. But it was in the evening. We were sitting watching a programme. Actually, a programme she likes. And this was about 7 o'clock. I had the log fire a burning, so the room was nice and cosy, and all I could hear was snoring. And I turned around, my wife was off, and this is a program she likes. So I suggested that we go to bed at 9, and that was very quickly an agreement. I know it's this seasonal deficiency. It's absolutely that. I mean, in my case at the moment, it's because I'm not getting a night's sleep. But other than that, yes, we do suffer from SAD. But we went to bed at 9, and I prayed to God, please let me get a decent night's sleep. Well, He did give me a good night's sleep for a bit. The rest of the night, wow, torment of various kinds. Oh, just such a, especially towards the end of the night. Oh, my, something that's come on me over the past few months, not all the time, it just appears now and again, is, you know, if you think that it's as if the skin on your legs below the knee was on fire. You know, I don't mean blazing fire, but, you know, on fire. And then it goes. But last night I had that, and then my mind started to drift to the old demon. The worst demon you can get at night. Restless legs. Now, I didn't actually have restless legs, but I was on the verge several times, and that in itself, because you're trying to focus on other things, and one cure I've found is open your eyes and try and keep your eyes open, and when you open your eyes you tend to think of other things. It seems to be easier, on me anyway, and so I was doing all that, and drifting in and out of sleep, and not real sleep. And well, let's just say that I am shattered this morning. I'm so damn shattered. I'm almost emotional in how tired I am. I can only sympathise, or even moderately empathise with people who, with friends of mine who have less sleep than what I get, or what I'm getting at the moment, how they cope. Don't know how I would cope with insomnia. I really don't. I've seldom got a problem of getting over to sleep. That's not a problem with me. I tend to go to sleep fairly quickly and get a good sleep for a good bit, but then it's, just all hell breaks loose after that, so. It's amazing how you cope with the day, you know. Once the day kicks off and you get that feeling of being shattered, knackered, you just get on with the day. You just have to get on with the day. So not so hot this morning. Now, give them peace, will you? Because you've got to learn to share. See, she's an awful bugger. Yes, you guess who I'm talking about. Now, there's, from our afternoon tea, we salvaged two mincemeat pies, those Christmas ones. I can't eat them anymore. I really can't. I haven't ate one for years. So they were on our afternoon tea plate along with other nice goodies that we did eat. So there are two mincemeat pies out here, and there's 3 feet between the two. And Mrs. Blackbird was pecking at one at the pastry. And Mr. Blackbird came around. And as soon as she saw him, she shot off and hurried him away around the corner. Neither the two have come back yet. I suspect she's pursuing him away out the road. I don't know what's in that woman's head. I say woman, but you know what I mean. I mean, there's two there. She could perfectly well. She's never going to eat all of them. I'll have to have a wee word in her ear. Let the guy get a, cut him up. What is it they say? Cut him a break or something. Yeah, cut him a break, Carol. It's Christmas after all. Let him get a bit of mincemeat pie. I don't want to eat it. Oh, dear Lord. The 11th of December already. Oh, my Lord. Ah, good for you, my friend. Now, I want to tell you before I go away that she hurried him off down the side of the house, the west side of the house, from where the mincemeat pies are. And the two of them just there came all the way around the east side of the house. So she'd been hurrying him all right round the house, but he's been clever enough to shoot round like a wee jet, grab a big edge off the pastry, and shoot away just before she took his tail feathers out. Hear you? No, I remember what it is now. It's cut on some slack. You have to cut that guy some slack. You can't possibly eat two full mincemeat pies. Yeah. Seems a bit like being married. What's hers is hers, and what's yours is hers. Ach, well.